Well, good morning, and thank you. Lydia?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking that we're
You're on, and it's being recorded, so it's all yours.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, as always, I'm feeling honored and thrilled to be here and be a part of your great team and beyond. So I'm thrilled. I know you have people from all over the country, as you mentioned. They had a super regional. How did that? A great super regional in Portland this past weekend. So hopefully that any of you that were in the area may have just joined the call late, had an opportunity to get up there. And there's one coming to L.A. Next weekend. I'm actually flying out for that one. So hopefully we will be seeing some of you there. And I'm hoping to go into the one in Michigan. So please, by all means, if you get to those events and I'm there, make a point of coming up and introducing yourself. So many people I have learned the voices, but I'd love to be able to put some faces to the names. So that would be great. Okay. So one of the things that Lydia mentioned this morning was on the True Health site, as well as on his Facebook, Al Bala has three pictures of himself over the last, I think it's 4 months, Lydia, 6 months, something like that. And they're not pictures that were done because he was posing for this process, this program. It was just, the first couple are just straight up candid pictures of him. And what is amazing is the transformation that's taking place. Now, this is what's interesting. Al has been on True Health, I think since Manifest, for about 4 months now. And he has had exceptional results, as has had a number of other individuals. And then there are other people who have been True Health who have not had the same degree of results that others have. And so when I'm always curious to find out, is it the product, is it the system, what is it? And I have to tell you, almost to the last person, the ones that have gotten the incredible results have said, I have made a commitment and I've stuck to it. I am all over this thing. The ones that have not had as great results are the ones going, well, I usually do it. But, you know, I can't help myself. On the weekends, I cheat. You know, I have a few glasses of wine. We go out for dinner. I just need to have dessert. And trust me, as someone who loves her sweets, I can totally agree with it. I can totally understand it. However, the difference between the two is not the product. It's the discipline. And where the discipline comes from is the mindset. You know, if you were to ask Al now, you know, what it would take to get him off of this and onto something else. He says there is pretty much nothing that can steer him off because he's so committed. His mind is so clear. He's so focused about what he's doing. And so let's translate that into our life. You know, think about a time in your life when something that was really important to you became very clear, whether it was your health, whether it was your business, whether it was finances, whether it was something emotional, whether it was something to do with relationships. It doesn't matter what it was, but just think to a time in your life when you were really strongly committed to achieving something or something not happening. One way or another, there was something that's driving you. You know, I remember I was quite an athlete when I was younger, and then I had gotten caught up in the corporate world and was working just stupid, crazy hours as I was building my way through life. And as I'm sure many of you can relate to. And then I got pregnant. And when I was pregnant, I was pushing really hard and whatever until I went in for one appointment. And she said to me, I need you to know you're incredibly high risk. You've now hit what we deemed high risk for a whole bunch of factors. I was carrying twins. I was halfway through the pregnancy. I had only gained 9 pounds because I thought I was eating well, but I wasn't resting enough because I was driving really hard to get everything done. You all know the story. But I had a choice to make. I had to make a decision. I had to decide what was important because I knew, and so do you, that I could not be everything to everyone. I could not achieve all of my goals at the same time, so I had to choose and put them in order of priority. At that point, having a healthy pregnancy was the priority. So it was about finding the balance of what it is I wanted in my life and going, what do I want today versus what I'm prepared, what price I'm prepared to pay for going down the road. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about setting up those goals that set us up to win. And so it's a combination of getting clear about the goals, and it's about having the mindset to support you in achieving them. Now, I know for many of you, this is a topic that you may have heard of over and over, but the reality is, unless you achieve the goals that you want, clearly there's still some learning and growing to do. I'm going to submit that for all of us, you know, the topic of our minds, the topic of how we set ourselves up, the topic of the choices we make, all of those things is, in fact, a lifelong journey. It's not something that just happens, you know, after you've heard it one or two or three or 10 or 15 times even. Because success is not an accident. It's something we get to make happen, you know. And when we are in a positive place, a happiness place, that's what will equal the success. When you are in a place of you're feeling depressed, you're feeling some sense of despair, you have a lack of hope, you're frustrated, all of those things, that does not equal success. That equation is definitely not. And so how do we make it happen? Because we know it's not an accident. Well, the first thing in the goal setting is that to realize, number one, you can have anything you want. You can have it right now as long as you have it and you're willing to take it in an abbreviated way. So let's talk about that for a minute. If you want something, like let's say you want to get to a point where you say, I want to be able to do, let's take what Mary Jo said, I want to be able to take 2 months off, separate from my vacation time, and go and do some form of ministry, or go and do something that matters to me. I would love to, you know, visit the orphanages. I'd love to work in a Habitat for Humanity project. I'd love to do something as a way of giving back that's separate from the time that I want to spend doing my vacation. So how do you do that? Remember I said you can have anything you want, you can have it right now, if you're willing to start in an abbreviated way. So that would mean, let's say I want to do a Habitat for Humanity project, I want to do the whole building, or I want to do the clean up the streets and help the homeless. How could I do that in an abbreviated way right now? Well, I could volunteer. I could do a soup kitchen every Sunday morning. I could do after church. I could go down and work in the soup kitchen. I could be part of something that organizes a food drive. I could be part of something that goes and works with ministries in my area that deals with teaching illiterate kids off the street. I could be in a place of creating a clothing drive that gives used coats to people during the wintertime that live outside. You know, it doesn't matter what it is I do, but I could do something small today, to work towards that bigger goal. And you want to see it over and over and over and over again. Because the key is to get in the habit where the possibility, therefore, of having it in full reality becomes clear and clear in your mind. Okay? So this is really important. A couple things, let's break it down. Number one, why do I say that you can have a taste of it in abbreviated version today? Because we have something called a need for instant gratification. It is the way that we are wired as a society. We want it, and we want it now. Why do you think there's so many diet gimmicks that are out there? Because it may take us 5 or 10 years to gain 50 pounds, but we'd like to get rid of it by next Thursday. It's just the way our minds work. We want it, and we want it now. And that's why they often say, stay off the scales, because if you can't see 0.5 loss of weight, or you can't see a lot of fat. There are people who can lose so much fat and virtually only lose 5 pounds because the fat didn't weigh much, but it could have been what kept them up 3 sizes. So if you can't get it immediately, we don't want it. And that, unfortunately, actually sets us up to lose. People go, well, that's what drives us to work harder to get it now. Actually, it's the reverse. Because when we are in a need for instant gratification, if we don't see the big picture results, we will often abandon something right at a time where it hits what we call the potential tipping point. It's right before something will turn. So there's something called the 100th monkey syndrome. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but let me tell it to you quickly. There were 2 islands of monkeys, and the ways that monkeys used to eat their sweet potatoes is that they would take it and they would peel it almost like a banana. And so a bunch of scientists went onto one of the islands, and they started to teach the monkeys how to peel the sweet potatoes in a circular fashion, so it could actually be one huge circular peel that would come right off, off the sweet potato, one circular peel that would come all the way off. And then they taught it to the second one, and then they taught it to the third one. And then they started seeing that as they were teaching it to one by one, this thing started to multiply, which, and then overnight, virtually, bam, it hit, where within a certain amount of time, all of a sudden, all the monkeys on both islands were learning to peel in a new way. But what happens is, in our life, we'll do it once, and we go, okay, that was one. We'll do one more. Well, that was one more. We'll do one more. And then we start getting tired of doing the one mores and the one mores and the one mores. And what happens is, those one mores could be just the seeds that we're planting, and often it's right before it's going to go snap, where it would go right through, where it would hit that tipping point, or that 100th monkey syndrome, where the business would start to pick up, or our health would start to improve, or our relationship would start to get better, and we quit and we give up because we don't have that feeding of that instant gratification versus the delayed gratification. So let me tell you, when you look at Al, he's very excited about where he's at today. But in those middle of those workouts, if you ask him, the last thing that he was feeling was happy and gratified in that moment. But he was willing to give up that instant gratification for the delayed gratification. But in our business, we don't necessarily need to do that. In our business, if your goal is to get to a point where you have 20 new people in a room, you go, wow, you know, or next manifest, I'm going to have 20 new people there. How exciting would that be? So you know what? It means that the next meeting, you bring one. You bring one. There's your abbreviated way. And you get excited about the one that you bring. Or you bring two. And as you've brought two, then your next thing is you go, I'm going to bring 5. And so we start building it as opposed to looking at it and going, but it's not where I need to be. In order to make my next rank advancement, I need to be at X. Well, okay, but we're not going to get to X in a lump sum. So let's break it down into an abbreviated version and see where we go for there. Because it's getting into the habit. Remember I said you see it over and over and over and over again. And when we get into the habit, that's where the possibility of having it in the full reality becomes clear and clear in your mind. And believe me, the mind is an incredibly powerful thing. That's something we've talked about, we'll probably do again. But the long-term goal will be achieved because you're willing to begin immediately with the abbreviated version. So that doesn't mean yesterday. That doesn't mean, so Lydia said today she had some things that she had to take care of, and now she has declared she's starting her True Health program today. She could say, I'll wait till Mary Jo gets back tomorrow morning because if she's here, she'll hold me accountable, so I don't have to worry about it as much. I'll wait and I'll do it with her. No, she's starting it immediately. So the question I'm going to ask you is, what are you going to start immediately? What is your goal that you can do? So let me step back for a minute. One of the things that Lydia opened with this morning was talking about the social media boot camp that's coming up. And I cannot encourage you to make sure that if you're in the area and you can physically get there, go. Even if you're not in the area, I mean, there are so many people that are flying in for it. Apparently, this thing is absolutely phenomenal. And if for whatever reason you can't go physically, you can do it on stream, online streaming. So either way, just make the goal of being there. Figure it out. So today, what's the first immediate step you should take? Well, register. Find out about it. Do your homework. Check it out. Sign up. Whatever it is. Number two, get the book. You know, if you want, you know, it's amazing. So I hear people who are really savvy in social media going, this could be the tipping point to reaching your next rank advancement. Well, that's hugely exciting. So what are you going to do in the abbreviated way of getting there today, immediately? Well, the first thing you can do to take action, get the book. First of all, register for the course, either online or in person. And number two, get the book. And by the way, when you get the book, don't put it on yourself so you look smart. Actually, open it up and read it. So many of us, oh my goodness, so many of us are good at collecting and going through the part of making it look good and get it all in place, but it's actually doing the work that's going to make the difference. So open the book and read it. So when I talk about this doing something immediately in abbreviated version towards a long-term goal, some of you are going to be a little skeptical. But remember, the thinking that got you where you are is not the same thinking that's going to get you to the goals that you want. So you get to make a choice. No difference in choices we talked about earlier with Al. You either do something different or you settle for the same result. And if you choose to settle for the same result, don't complain. That's the other part. Don't complain if you're not willing to do something different, if in fact you keep getting the same results. And even when you do something different, it may take a while to start changing the results because you're in a certain pattern that you in fact need to start shifting and moving. And sometimes that takes a little bit of time. So be patient and be persistent. So I'm going to give you two sets of thought. I want to give you five step techniques to how to make this happen. Number one is select the long-term goal that you really want. What's the long-term goal? So I would suggest that you set a couple of them. Number one, importantly, based on this call, is what's your business goal? What's your business goal? And I'm going to suggest that you set it up for manifest or the end of the year. But push it out there enough that you've got some time to really make a difference with it. Number two, decide on what your abbreviated version is going to be. So if, in fact, it was about getting 20 people to a manifest, and it could be manifest 2017, it could be manifest 2018. Then you're going, if that's the long-term goal, then what's my abbreviated version today? My abbreviated version today is going to be, I have a meeting coming up, I'm going to have one person, just one person. That's where I'm going to start. It's going to be, if rank advancement and moving forward is where I need to be, I need to find out what's moving people up in. Social boot camp is something that can be a huge opportunity. So, as I said, either register either by phone or for the streaming or live, and secondly, get the book. You could have, one of the things that some of you may be working for is a financial goal, which is great, but I want to get to a point where I can put away $1,000 a month or $1,000 a week or whatever that might be for you. So what could you do today? What could you do this month in an abbreviated version? Well, normally I put away $25. Well, you know what? This month I'm going to put away, I'm going to figure out how to weigh $35. I'm going to do something that is an active choice that I do every week on a repetitive basis. Remember, over and over and over and over, so I get into the habit of making something bigger happen. It could be the true health thing. You know, we can't stop talking about it because, oh my goodness, it's incredible. As Lydia said, we are a health and wellness company. So being healthy and being well is critically important. I mean, you can't live a dream when you look like a nightmare. You've all heard that expression. And let's face it, when you are physically healthy, you feel so much better. And so we do better. You know, we do better. So if you have an attitude or a feeling right now where you're a little depressed or a little frustrated or whatever made it, remember, your current state is not permanent. Start taking these actions to change it. Start making inroads that give you an opportunity for something else to come into our mind. Okay, so number one was select the long-term goal. Number two was decide on the abbreviated version. Number three, tell at least one other person about your plan. And the more people you tell, the better. It's a mind game. That's all it is, and you're stepping it up. So definitely tell your upline. And secondly, definitely get an accountability partner. Those of you that have worked with me before know that I'm a fanatic about this. If you keep it a secret, it's probably going to stay a secret. You'll take it to your grave because you're never going to achieve it. Keeping things secret gives us permission not to be accountable, and it gives us permission to fail. It just does. So don't set yourself up that way. Have yourself an accountability partner, somebody that is going to literally hold your feet to the fire, but do in a way that's going to push you but will support you at the same time. So I often encourage people not to have their spouse as their accountability partner, because sometimes when you need to have your butt kicked, it's not the same person that you want to have a quiet night with and a cup of tea and go to bed and whatever when you're upset with them. It's okay for your accountability partner to just get you a little antsy sometimes, to go, come on, you're better than this. Step it up. Don't allow these things to get in the way. Or have you noticed it's the same person that keeps getting under your skin? Or, you know, listen to the story, it's the same story you're telling yourself. And that's what accountability partners do. So make sure you have one. So at least one other person, and the more people you can tell, the better. Number three. Number four. Do your first abbreviated action immediately, as in when you get off of this phone call. Decide what it is and do something. Order the book. Make an extra $10 or $20 deposit. Have lunch with somebody that you are committed to healing a relationship with. Download the True Health workbook that's the guidelines and the recipes that are in the library. Do something immediately. And, you know, second to that, the other thing I love to do is make a journal of it. If you make a journal of it, some people go, oh, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. Sometimes it's great to go back and go, you know, good for me, I am. Look at what I have done that I wouldn't have otherwise done if I hadn't made the decision to be committed to this. And then number five would be celebrate your successes every single time. Celebrate your successes every single time. So I don't mean, you know, when you lose, a whole bunch of fat that you go out and have chocolate dessert. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about, say, whether it allowing yourself to make a phone call to a friend and saying, you know what, I'm so excited, or to your upline to go, I just realized I have now reached this level, or I've shedded this much fat, or I am now having ongoing conversations with somebody that I was pretty estranged with, and you know, it means the world to me. Whatever it is, celebrate the successes by sharing it with people, by giving yourself a treat, by doing something it is you love. you know, play hooky in the middle of the day and shoot 9 holes of golf. I don't know, whatever it is, that when you are doing it, instead of feeling guilty about it, you go, I earned this, and this is the start of something bigger in my life where I could get to do this more and more because of the achievements that I'm going to reach. So follow those 5 steps and do it over and over and over and over and over again. It's the habit that you want to form. So, you know, it's reading, I love to read, and I was going to love to learn from new people. And I have this really cool process that I read about on long-term goals. And he talks about the fact that what you're about to hear is very rare. What you're about to hear is not the norm at all. And yet, if it changes, because it's all about causing you to change your habits and your behaviors. And he said, by doing something as simple as this, he's noticed a massive change in people's results. So I started reading about it. I'm going to share that with you now. It's called Mainly, M-A-I-N-L-Y, Mainly. And so it's an acronym. And so it has 6 different areas, 1 for each one of them. And you're going to notice that each one of these things has nothing specific to do with your goal. But what it does do is it creates the environment for you to then step out and step up to creating what you want in your life. So let's go through each one of these quickly. Number 1 is to clean up a mess every month. I remember reading that going, what? Like, as if I'm going to get my eye off the ball of what I'm doing to go clean up a mess. Then I kept reading, and here's what's fascinating. He talks about the fact that your external environment is a manifestation of your internal self. So, wow. So if I live in a mess, what does that say about what's going on inside me? If I live in disarray, if there's always something that I want to get around to and I'm not physically, then what else is going on for me emotionally, mentally, spiritually, intellectually that I'm, quote, not getting around to, or I'm causing reasons not to handle? You know, there's this really crazy commercial right now where there's a husband and wife, and they're going, honey, have you called the insurance company yet? And she goes, oh no, I'm fixing the bed. And honey, have you done, oh no, no. He goes, I'm cleaning the garage. Meanwhile, he's throwing everything around the garage, so he has to go back and clean it up. And she goes, now have you done it? No, honey. She says, I'm doing the lawn, or and he's doing the whatever. And it goes back and forth and back and forth. And so it's funny because I look at it and I go, wow, that is how we deal with our life and don't even realize it. We will often cause ourselves to be busy doing things that we don't necessarily move us forward, but allow us to stay busy, or more importantly, give us permission not to handle what we have to handle. So when we have a mess in our life, now a mess doesn't have to be a disaster. And that is just something that's not clean, let's say. It could be a relationship. It could be a conversation that you need to have with a spouse or a partner or with your siblings or with your parents. It could be with your upline, your downline, a coworker. It doesn't matter who it is, but it could be a conversation that needs to take place. For some, it might be much bigger. It may be like a really big conversation. It could be because we're estranged from people. And you know, I've heard people say, oh, I'm much better off without my sister or brother or parents in my life. And I go, I don't really buy that. I think that at least if they're not in your life, it's got to be done in a place of closure and a place of understanding as opposed to just not dealing with it. You know, it's always the same story. And so what we have done is we haven't dealt with it. We've tried to just stick it into a closet and then force the door shut and pray that the lock doesn't break, because if it comes out, a whole bunch of icky is going to come spewing with it. So what needs to be handled? Some of us have those conversations, as I said, in our family, our work, our business, our personal life. It doesn't matter. Clean it up. For some of us, it can be a mess, as in a physical mess. What does your office look like? What does your house look like? What does your kitchen look like? What does your whatever look like? My garage, personally, I got to tell you, my garage looks like a cyclone hit it. And more and more as I look at this, I understand why I'm so stuck, because a lot of my mom and my in-laws' stuff is in there. And, you know, it just, I guess for me, in a kind of warped way, even though I'm not doing anything with it, it's sort of there still with me. And it doesn't serve me in any way. If anything, it causes me much angst. But I haven't dealt with it. And so there's a mess for me to choose to clean up. And everywhere else in my life, I go, what messes are there for me to handle and just move forward? So you don't have to take it all on. That's why they say find a mess every month and clean it up. One month could be a closet. One month could be, you know, something as simple as that. One month could be a huge relationship. One month could be something gigantic to do with the business. One month could be your kitchen drawers, your office drawers, your filing, or whatever it may be. Doesn't matter. Just every month, clean up a mess. All right. The A is choose to express appreciation and gratitude every single day. Choose to express gratitude and appreciation every single day. So I love this. You know, some people call keep what they call a gratitude journal. And I had a very good friend of mine who was in a 12-step program. And I remember him telling me that one of the techniques for anger management that they taught them, or, you know, that point that they were just going to crack before they would go to have a drink. I remember this. He said, it was about stepping back and going, take stock of what you are grateful for in that moment. In that moment, stop everything else and start making a list. And don't be vague. Be very, very specific. So in our daily activities, make time to just, you know, it doesn't have to be a big deal, but don't just go, yeah, I'm this and my family and my job and the other thing, whatever, move on. None of that's going to touch you. Every day, look to be doing something different to what you're grateful for. And you don't have to make huge lists, but you may want to say, today I'm going to pick three things that are different than I was grateful for yesterday, or that I haven't talked about before, or something unique. You're going to start having eyes of appreciation and gratitude, because that's what you're going to be looking to see through. And if, in fact, any of these things involve a person, express appreciation. Now, notice I said if it, in fact, affects a person. You want to make sure that at least once a week it does definitely affect the person. Don't find things that are just safe for you to go, well, it's about my trees and my flowers and whatever. Things that are easy for you not to get uncomfortable and say thank you to someone else. I can't encourage you enough. So if those of you that were at Manifest, at one point Eric Worre actually said, take out your cell phones. You never hear a speaker say that. So take out your cell phones. And I said, in your cell phone, I want you to call somebody you haven't called or talked to in a long time who's made an impact in your life, and call them and tell them that. So whether it be, it could have been a mentor, it could have been a teacher, it could have been someone in your spiritual life, it could have been a friend, it could have been somebody in the business, a family member, it doesn't matter. Who in your life has affected your life in a certain way, you know, that you've learned a lesson from, not necessarily positively, by the way, as well. There are people in my life that I had at the time a negative experience, and it was really tough for me. But because of that, I made choices, or I did things in my life I would not otherwise have done. And now I look back and I go, thank you for that. I don't necessarily ever want to live it again. I don't necessarily want to go through it again. But I am so much better off now because of it. And so at least once a week, I can't encourage you enough. Take the time to show appreciation to another human being for whatever reason. You can do it in person, which is the best if you can, by phone, send a note, give something, whatever it may be. And by the way, if it's someone's past in your life that made a huge difference, know that you can still do some form of giving to that person as well. Number three, which is the I. improve your financial situation every month. Now, this one for a lot of people is the toughest because they go, well, you know, and our business goes up and down and, you know, we have something like Manifest and all of a sudden our volume's gone off or it's artificially inflated because, you know, people bought a lot because of the deals and it goes down. And I hear all of that. And what you don't want to do is be a victim to everybody else's behavior and everybody else's buying habits and everybody else's decisions that they make. So how can you do something every month? So, you know, I said whether it was getting to a point where you put $1,000 a week away or $1,000 a month away, whatever that is, what is it that you could do today as part of that abbreviated version, potentially, finances are one of your goals, that'll make it a little bit better. What could you do? Well, you know, I had so much put away for a bunch of things, and if I curb a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit here, yeah, maybe a little bit tight, but then I could put it away or do something with it that's going to improve my financial situation. So, again, make a habit of doing it, and that's something that you do every month. I suggest that people do it every time they get a paycheck, and that way you're not caught on a monthly basis, but it's something that becomes really routine. You know, even with my kids, I have taught them, and I jam them constantly on the 10-10-80 rule. You tithe 10%, you live on the 80%. Okay, I'm having a moment here. Oh, you live on the 80%, you tithe 10%, you put 10% away. And so, you know, even if it's tough to do it, you put it away. You just add that and you get it taken right out of your paycheck. If you never see it, you never know. If you see it, then you think in hum and haw, you know, think about it every which way to Sunday, never realizing that, in fact, you could have lived with less if that was your mindset. And, in fact, you're setting yourself up to win. So do something financially every month to make it a little bit better than it was before. And I love these last two, the N, which is number four. Oh, this is fun. Ready? Do something new each month. Do something new. So the doing is the physical doing of. When was the last time that you actually went to a library? Think about it. I mean, I'm going to submit most of us haven't been in the library in forever because we don't need to anymore. But you know what? There's something really cool about going into a library. When was the last time you went? I mean, it's summertime, so they have Shakespeare in the Park, possibly in an area near you, or they have so many small communities have music concerts. You go, I never go to that. Go to that once. What the heck? Just do something different. This is about expanding your mind, and when you get there, you may go, yep, this is exactly the way it was, and I remember it, and this is exactly why I don't do this anymore. But it doesn't hurt us to continue to do and experience new things. I love Wendy Kramer. You all know Wendy Kramer is a Platinum Presidential with Manitech. And, you know, she's really been practicing stepping, you know, stretching herself and putting herself up there. And so a couple weeks ago, she actually went whitewater rafting. And her husband, Don, said, you know, go for it, honey, you're all in. But I have no desire. I'm not doing it. She said, and normally, I would have said, well, Don doesn't want to go, and so maybe I shouldn't go, and I'll wait, I'll go another time. And, you know, part of her commitment to doing something new every month is because of that, she actually went. And she said it was an unbelievable experience. I was excited. I was petrified. I was up. I was down. I was tired. I was rejuvenated. I was all of those things. But with that, when you do different things in our life, it brings an energy back into our life. It doesn't have to be big, but there's something about new that is exciting. There's something about new that motivates us and gives us a courage that we may have lost or a sense of purpose. So every month, do something new. The L, number five, is every month, learn something new. So what's the difference? Because one is the doing this, one is the learning. So You know, here's the great thing. You might do two of them at once. Go to the library and pick up a book on something you've never seen before. I mean, you know, I've got it, but, you know, Liddy said, order the book. Yeah, maybe some of the books you need to be reading are already there in the library. And take a quiet afternoon and go into a place of study. Get one of the little study rooms. Get all the books out on social media or whatever it is that you want to learn, that you want to stretch yourself out. And I'm not saying do it all the time. This isn't an excuse not to be working your business. And learn something. You're never too old to learn. Never, never, never too old to learn. And so learn something new. Stretch your mind in ways, you know, that you hadn't thought about before. For some of us, it's relearn. How much stuff have we actually forgotten? Think about it. Something you used to know that you've actually forgotten. And so how can we stretch ourselves? Think about it. And when you get to library, you're learning all of it through social media. Imagine the amount of people that you could be bumping into along the way. And, hey, what a great opportunity to talk about your business. You never thought about prospecting your library, but why not? So learn something new every month. And number six is the same as number five in your five-step technique. Do something for yourself. So in your five-step technique, I said celebrate your successes every time. And the why is every month choose to do something just for you. And so you can see how one will dovetail into the other. Choose to do something just for yourself every month. And for many people, that is a really hard thing to do. They go, I don't even know what it is I want to do. It's been a long time since, you know, I focused just on me. But if I were to ask you what you want to do for your kids or what you want to do for your downline or what you want to do for your upline or for people from your, you know, place of worship that really matters, then all of a sudden you have all kinds of ideas for them. But when it comes to you, for many of us, we get stuck. And so, again, this is the habit of being self-honoring and do something for yourself every month. So if you follow what we've just gone through, you're going to be pretty busy. And so in recap, let's go through this really quickly. Get your goal in place. And choose. Understand this is a choice. Get excited about the choices that you're making. Choose in and be committed. Remember, commitment is doing the thing that you said you're going to do long after the feeling you had when you said it is gone. So even when you don't feel like doing it, you've chosen in, you've committed to it, because our objective is to reach that long-term goal. And so in order to keep ourselves going, we're going to decide on an abbreviated version, and we're going to execute it. That's what's going to feed us to keep going. And when are we going to execute it? Immediately. Immediately. We're going to tell one other person that we have an accountability, somebody who can support us, that we can talk to, that we can go through the what's working and what's not working and what's next and what has to happen and where our frustrations are. And then every success we have, we're going to celebrate along the way. But it's got to start with you, and it starts right now. Right? It's got to start with you, and it's got to start right now. And, you know, one thing I'm going to share with you that's interesting. And, you know, we talked about our normal way of thinking. And, you know, being positive and seeing what's possible is something that we need to practice. It really is. Because it's not the natural way that our brain works. Our natural default position is negative. Because we live in a stress to fight or flight type of, that's how we're programmed. And so your brain's constantly looking around the world for those stress points. And so because we're looking for stress points or places of danger, the negative is the first one that you will naturally become much more aware of. So negativity is where we will naturally go to. And by the way, about 80% of all the messages that we receive through regular media, traditional media, social media, conversations, all of it, is about 80% of it is negative. So now we have that outside influence that's actually fueling those flames of negativity in our brains. And so this is about practicing to stay positive and being aware of what's possible. So when you set your goals up, and I know Mary Jo's done this with you, but let me go through it again quickly again. Remember to keep your goals SMART. S is for specific. So it's not about I want to be happy. What is it that you want? I want to, you know, what is it that you're committed to? I'm committed to healing a relationship. I'm committed to be a national director. I'm committing to hitting executive 3 consecutive months, starting BP10. I'm be very specific. Number 2, measurable. Can I measure the results of what it is I'm looking for based on where I'm at today? If I can't, then just keep honing it. Sharpen the pencil. A is attainable. Now, understand that attainable is not realistic. Attainable means that you are doing something that can be done, and it stretches you outside of your comfort zone. That's the R, risky. It takes something that pushes you beyond where you're comfortable, because that's where greatness is achieved. If you were going to achieve it with the same thinking, if you could achieve it with the same comfortable thinking and behavior you have right now, you already would have. So it's going to take you to do something different. How we decide to do something different is by putting ourselves out there, by getting something that's attainable and risky and pushing it. Now, when I say that, however, don't make it so crazy that you set yourself up to lose. So, you know, if you've just started in the business, you are not going to be presidential by BP11. You don't want to do that to yourself. This is about, remember we said, set the long-term goal and then take those abbreviated wins along the way. Those abbreviated goals, the abbreviated version of the long-term goal, and we're going to nip that in the butt. You know, it's eating the elephant one bite at a time. So take something that you can eat the elephant. That could be your long-term goal, but it should be a long-term goal. You know, you can't eat the elephant in 2 weeks. So it's got to be something that along this journey we can have some fun as well. If it's not fun, oh my goodness, remember, happiness equals success. So if you're not fun, if it's stressing you out too much, rethink the goal. Set yourself up so it's something you can really take on, get excited about, but not to a point where you feel sick or discouraged or hopeless. And in fact, you know you're setting yourself up to lose even before you start. And the T of SMART is timely. So what is the goal that you're setting for yourself? Is it a goal to the end of the year? So is the calendar year goal? Is it the end of up until manifest? So I think that's BP4, maybe the end of BP3, but around that, is that the goal that you want? Are you going to do it in 3-month chunks, 6-month chunks? Decide what that time is and declare it. And when you're talking to that person that you're sharing your goals with, let them know, you know, what that parameter is, that they can help you along the way. So, Miss Lydia, that was an awful lot of information in a short period of time. I'm sure people have some questions, comments. How can we let them jump in and ask in the little time we have left?
That was a lot of information. Wow. I may have to take a day of vacation just to recover from all that information. But, yeah, let's open the call for any questions, comments.
Yes, Lydia, this is Diane. I could not hear. Sonia talked about a book to get. Can you clarify on that, please, Sonia?
Oh, that was Lydia's book.
Yeah. And that was, if you go to Manatech Tools, there's a book on Manatech and social media. If you just click on the Tools tab, scroll to the bottom, And it says Manatech Success with Social Media. That's the book I'm talking about to get to prepare you for the social media event, because there's going to be so many different levels of people in this training. I want everybody to be at least have the basic knowledge.
Okay, so repeat that, Manatech Tools?
Yeah, manatechtools.com.
.com, okay.
And click on Tools. And scroll to the, almost to the bottom, and you'll see Manatech Success with Social Media.
Okay, great. Thank you kindly.
And if you guys would see my book, I have it all highlighted and everything, because there's some really good tips in there. So.
Okay. Thank you much. Thank you, Sonia.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
I had a question. Sonia gave the SMART, and I didn't catch all of the different parts of that SMART. Could she repeat that just real quickly, which the words at what
sure F? Sure can. S is for specific. M is for measurable. A is for attainable. R is for risky. And T is for timely.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Sonia. Was there a book that you mentioned that had that kind of information in that you just gave us?
That pulled from about 5 or 6 books, and I'm actually traveling. I don't have them with me. I only have my Kohl's notes with me. I'm going to look to see when I get home. Miss Lydia, if you remind me, I'll dig them up and pass them on to you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Shauna?
Yes.
This is Sharon McGee. I took the flight team the last time from you.
Yes, ma'am.
A wonderful review of that. Thank you so very much. I appreciate all of the help that you were in that.
You're very welcome.
And, I also had a question for you, Lydia.
Yes.
On this book. Are we going to be able to get this online, or do we have to wait for it to be mailed?
No, it's a hard copy, so they're going to have to mail it. So get your orders in today.
Okay, I thought the class was like this week.
No, the class is, we have 2 weeks yet.
Oh, I would have been up there this week.
Nope, the class is the 30th and 31st.
Okay, I thought it was the 20th and the 21st. Okay, I'm bad. My bad. Thank you.
Well, you would have had front row seats.
Hey.
No, there actually was a text message that Manatech sent out in error, and then they resent out another one where they had it on the 20th and 21st, but it is the 30th and 31st.
Okay, at least I'm not dreaming. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm wondering when the next flight team is going to start.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jane. I also did the flight team with you, and it was wonderful having a reminder. I needed about 500,000 times, so can we do it again and again and again and again? but there's a book that I'm reading that's called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, which is
that's
really,
an excellent book. Mary
really
Jo recommends
good.
That book all the
yeah.
time.
I have never read it. I've had it on my shelf, and oh my gosh. Do I see myself in that? That's just, and what you were talking about was a lot. It's believing in yourself and you know, being positive about yourself and what your gifts are and everything else. That's great. So that I just wanted to throw that book out at you.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you.
Hey, Sona, there was another question about when is the flight team going to start?
Well, you know what, I'll tell you what has just happened. We were hoping to start by 8, we're going to start by 9, CP 9, and I'll tell you why. Here's a little secret. You're about, as a flight team alumni, you're about to get a notice saying that we have been asked by so many people if they can re-audit the course, that for the first time we are actually opening it right back up again. So if you are a flight team alumni, you're actually being allowed to come back in and redo the course again with us this year.
Awesome.
So we are just secret. It hasn't gone out yet. But that notice should be going out in the next day or so, and then we'll get an idea of what our alumni are going to be like, the ones that want to come back, and we're starting BP9. God willing, that's the plan.
Thank you.
Should I post that on Facebook yet?
No, we haven't posted on Facebook yet because, Lydia, we haven't sent it out yet.
And
but I have a funny feeling as soon as it gets out, you'll be posting it. Yes.
And to join it, you have to be given your name to one of your leaders to join it.
Are you a newbie or an alumni?
A newbie.
A newbie, you need to, no, actually contact David Wood at dwood@manatech.com. Actually, your timing is perfect because we're just wrapping that up this week. So dwood@manatech or training@manatech, and we'll go to David. And you can still get in because we'd shut it down, and then we got so much from the field asking for alumni to come back that we've decided to go ahead with it. So that's why it's being left open.
So is that one in business period 9 just for alumni?
No, it's for everyone. Actually, it's for the newbie. But if alumni choose to join in, they're allowed to. But this is a newbie, so if you're a newbie, welcome aboard.
Okay.
And David will send you all the information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had given my name to my upline, but I don't, you know, I didn't know if it got on the list or not.
I don't, and your name is?
Nancy Teal.
I don't know, Nancy, to be honest. I haven't seen the whole list. But just send a note to David. For sure. It's fine. You don't have to go through your upline to get it. If your upline submitted it, I'm sure we've captured it. But if we haven't, you know, things happen that sometimes something can slip. We want to make sure we catch everybody who wants to be with us.
And so his address is DB Wood?
No, D for David.
Uh-huh.
Wood, D-W-O-O-D.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments?
Lydia, this is Diane. I'm trying to find this booklet on Manatech tools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm in the right place.
Did you click on the word tools once you're onto the website?
I went into my office, my back office, and then when it said business tools, is that what you're talking about?
No, you need to go to manatechtools.com.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. And Sonia, did you say, this is Diane, I asked a long time ago if I could be on the flight team now that I'm starting with the business, even though I've been with Manatech for many, many years. Can you tell me if I ever did get on?
You know what? So here's what to do. Anybody who's interested in being on flight team, anybody on this call, please just contact David Wood. Just send him a note, and you can say that you were on a call with me this morning. You want to check in, and David will capture everybody that comes in. He's either dwood@manatech.com or training@manatech.com. Both those emails go to David.
Okay.
And he will capture, and that way, if you submitted it and you're not sure you're on, by all means, do it that way, and then you've got yourself covered.
Okay, great. Thank you, son.
No, my pleasure.
Well, Sona, thank you again for filling in for Mary Jo. I know she appreciated it. She just sent me a text and said she knew that you would do a great job. She made her first leg of her journey. Now she has a 9-hour wait before she gets on her next plane.
Where is she?
She is in, I call it Bell Horizon, but that's not the proper saying. It's in Brazil.
Oh, she's still in Brazil. Okay, great.
She's still in Brazil. Yeah, she leaves out about 7 o'clock tonight now.
Well, you tell her that we'll send prayers and for safe travels. And thank you again for having me on the call. It's always a pleasure.
Yep, and Mary Jo will be back on next week. So you guys all have a great week, and, you know, re-listen to this call because there's a lot of information that you may not get the first time around. So thank you. You guys all have a great day.
Thank you.